Yesterday, members of a joint session of Parliament at the Palais de Versailles stood and sang the French national anthem. This was in response to a speech by French President François Hollande, who said France is determined to combat terrorism.
Terrorisme ne détruira pas la République, car c'est la République qui le détruira. Vive la République et vive la France.
Hollande said terrorists won't destroy the French Republic. The Republic will destroy the terrorists.
It's best that we don't shoot first and aim later.
President Barack Obama, after the G20 economic summit in Turkey, he said the use of military force in the Middle East would be a mistake.
We have the finest military in the world, and we have the finest military minds in the world. And I've been meeting with them intensively for years now, discussing these various options. And it is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that that would be a mistake. Not because our military could not march into Mosul or Raqqa or Ramadi and temporarily clear out ISIL, but because we would see a repetition of what we've seen before, which is if you do not have local populations that are committed to inclusive governance and who are pushing back against ideological extremes, that they resurface, unless we're prepared to have a permanent occupation of these countries.
If only he would carry that to its logical conclusion.
Green Party presumptive presidential nominee Jill Stein said it is not only not putting troops on the ground, but special ops forces in Syria right now, and the bombings and the drone attacks, which need to stop.
As long as the air war continues, we are pouring gasoline on this fire. ISIS is part of a whole series of terrorist developments that goes back long before ISIS to Al-Qaeda and to the Taliban. We have been arming, we have been financing, and in many cases we have been training the very forces that come back to bite us.
Stein says what's needed is cooperation between the U.S. and Russia.
We need to work with Russia and include them in a weapons embargo, because between the two of us, we can shut down most of the weapons supply on all sides, and not only pull the rug out from under the power of ISIS, but the Syrian conflict, as well as the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere. We have the power to do that.
France is hoping to bring the U.S. and Russia together as part of a grand coalition dedicated to smashing the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, people all over the world and belonging to all faiths have reiterated that the blame for growing international conflict cannot be put on Muslims, cannot be put on people belonging to the Islamic faith, or on refugees. President Obama.
The values that we are defending, the values that we're fighting against ISIL for, are precisely that we don't discriminate against people because of their faith. We don't kill people because they're different than us. That's what separates us from them. And we don't feed that kind of notion that somehow Christians and Muslims are at war. And if we want to be successful defeating ISIL, that's a good place to start, by not promoting that kind of ideology, that kind of attitude.
This refugee crisis, it's something like 60 million refugees who are on the move now, fleeing war and poverty.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein.
The U.S. has had a major dominating role in creating this refugee crisis. We need to get down to the business of, reforming our foreign policy so that it is based on international law, human rights, and diplomacy, and stop creating this refugee crisis to start with. But to blame this crisis on the refugees is really, I think, it's an exercise in Islamophobia, and that would be entirely wrongheaded and unjust.
Meanwhile, in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, New York City has beefed up security, with the NYPD adding hundreds of additional personnel to its counterterrorism efforts. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.